This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Eagles. Are you worried about a Super Bowl hangover? Hugh has some worry. I do not. A lot of people chiming in. Of course, the Phillies, Trey Turner here. They didn't play him last night. They sit him, which, you know, I think we saw coming. Rob Thompson telling to Cameron Ritchie and making it pretty clear they want to give him a day off to clear his head. Well, they go out there and win without him last night. Sosa hits a home run, good defensively. And really, it makes you think about this team and without Trey Turner in there. We know he's not going anywhere, but two things. One, would you drop him in the order? I would. And two, should he be guaranteed everyday playing time moving forward? I for me, it's not, because if Sosa's hitting and Trey's not, once a week, twice a week, I got to get the hot bat in there. So we'll talk about that as well. Before we go back to the phones, though, a little update here. Hugh, I think the dream is dead. The Los Angeles Angels, according to Tom Verducci, are not trading Shohei Ohtani. And in fact, last night they traded for one of the better pitchers available, Lucas Giolito. So it sounds like the Angels are keeping Ohtani and trying to make the playoffs, which I think is dumb because they're not going to make the playoffs and he's probably going to leave anyway. But the dream is over, Hugh. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, they were trying to do as much as they possibly could to try to win.
Yeah.
Because wasn't that one of his ultimatums? The fact that if they didn't win, that he was going to go. So I guess this is a concerted effort to say, hey, we're trying to win. Hey, we're trying to do something.
It could be looked at, though, as like I look at it as a big mistake, because if they don't make the playoffs and he leaves, they missed the chance to get a lot for him before he walks out the door.
You know what? To be honest, though, Joe, I think that what they were asking for Shohei for a 2-month rental, that's a steep price to pay. Because, you know, he's a guy that, you know, there's been a debate who's the better, like who in history has been the better player. But he's in a position in a time where baseball players are making a ton of money, and he does two things that are highly coveted very, very well.
He could be a $60 million per year player.
Yeah, he does two things that are highly coveted. So it's one of those things where, man – this price for 2 months is probably steeper than a lot of people wanted to pay.
I'm sure it was. And here's why on this one. Obviously, I want him in Philadelphia. It would have been awesome to watch Shohei Ohtani here. But I don't think the Angels are actually going to make the playoffs, which means we're robbed of seeing the best player in the sport in October. It's a shame. I mean, I wanted to see him go here or just to a contender so we could see him. But it sounds like he's staying put. The dream of Shohei is over. At least
it's Impromptu Al.
Hey! It is time for a little Impromptu Al. Al Morgani joining us. Hey, Al.
Al.
Hey, the dream's over?
It's over.
It's a wrap.
Oh, wow. Don't wake me up. They're not going to get Ohtani. He wasn't going to come here. There would have been, you know what would have been worse? That he said no.
Well, he couldn't say no to a trade. He wouldn't have been able to say no to a trade.
I don't know, man. But if you make it clear you're not staying, you know, like, I mean, if you didn't want to be here, I don't need another guy that didn't want to be here.
Well, we have too many of those. But I think the Angels made a mistake. They're not. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, and they just missed the chance to get something for him before he probably leaves anyway.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know what's going to mean for, I mean, total rebuild. What Trout's going to? I have no idea. I just know that if they're hoping for a miracle somehow, I don't think it's going to happen. You look at what's gone on there, they'd probably be better off for it. And they would have been much better off to trade him and just start, look at the Orioles and just start over and see if it can't go that way. But it's been misplayed. It just goes to show you, I mean, how many teams have we seen? They load up with people and it doesn't work.
Well, it happens often. I mean, you're right about that. Al, before we'll get to some Eagles stuff, but let's, while we're on baseball, your thoughts on Trey Turner, as we're now almost in August here. So they give him a night off last night to kind of clear his head, and it sounds like he'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. So let's hit two angles here. One, when he's back in the lineup tomorrow, should he still be hitting second, or are we at the point now where you'd put him lower in the order?
Well, I was on Sunday with Capgun, and I was like, just flip him in the second baseman. That seemed to be logical to me. I mean, they've got a rising star going on there, and it just seems logical to me. The irony here is, you know, he was supposed to do so much with his legs. I think he did need the time off. I'm shocked at his defensive play. I was assuming the offense would come around, but I didn't know. I mean, the numbers have been great with number of errors, but just the other kinds of plays that don't even count as errors. Like, I've been really surprised at his level of play compared to what I thought I was going to get, defensively especially. And I know everybody's looking at the hitting. I'm like, wow, I just thought he was a lock solid, you know, no problems at all. I thought he was going to be, a big upgrade. So, yeah, I would drop him in the lineup, and I don't think he'd have much to say about that. I'm wondering if there aren't people that won't think, let's do two things here. Let's put him first and see what happens. That's the other. And I think then you're opening a real can of worms on what's gone on. So it's been amazing that they've done so well with the issues they have with them. And I have to say, this is a tough one as a manager, because I don't know his stature in the clubhouse just coming over, but I know his stature in the league, in the sport. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough move for a manager, Hugh, to take a guy, you know, much as you just say you disregard money, you can't often get away with that. So, I mean, it's a risky move. And I also wonder what Harper thinks of it on what should be done.
As far as, like, moving him down in the order?
Yeah, or sitting him, the whole thing. You know, baseball, a lot of managing is managing that clubhouse and making everybody comfortable. And if one piece isn't working, the other pieces work. But I don't think that there's no way to me that him as a subtraction is a long-term situation here. It just doesn't happen that you get a guy and you say, okay, we have a player that's better, that nobody knows, and we paid $1 billion, and it's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, and then, too, as we talked to Al Morgani here, a little impromptu, Al, the issue becomes they're trying, like, every game matters, right? Like, if this was a different kind of season, different kind of Phillies team, maybe you just say, screw it, let them work through it the whole year. But, Al, like, they're in a race where one game might decide a playoff spot. So I think it complicates things that there's no breathing room for them, that they have to win while trying to save his season.
Yeah, it does. But that, Joe, I don't think that will actually come into plan, like, if they're going to long-term, you know, until September or whatever. I mean, I still think there's runway. I still think that the hopes are, and like Harper gets more power, I think he finds his game. I mean, put yourself in that managing position right now instead of looking at it from afar. Mm-hmm. Look at it close range. Do you really, at this point, are you really going to say, well, this is where we're going forward from here? I think it creates far more problems, in my opinion anyway, on what's gone on with that team than if you just say, well, it's just a breather and we'll see what happens. Now, dropping in the order, I can completely go understand that. But I think that we don't exactly look at the Phillies like the Eagles, like issues come on, but, you know, baseball is a long-term play, and he's got too much to me of a track record to say it. Now, late in a game, it's almost more dangerous pinch hitting or whatever to see when he comes up. But it's a real dilemma for a manager. And I think you have to kind of lean to the side of he's got a track record. Believe it or not, the money comes into it, which is obviously.
The money always comes into it.
And the locker room comes into it. And I think a lot of that play, I think you have to give him more runway. I was, when he got tossed out of the game, I think it just led me to believe, like, he's really thinking about it now. I think getting away from the place, I actually think getting away from Philadelphia might help him a little bit too at this point, because, you know, I can understandably, if, you know, he strikes out and reaction with the home crowd is going to be ugly, which is deserved at this point. And I think he's accepting of it. But I think, I really do think the Phillies getting away and getting him back in the lineup at a regular spot, I think that should help. But I'm not in a panic mode at all until mid-September, because he's just too big a name. He's too big a track record.
Are you surprised? When you watch him, Al, what do you think this is? I mean, we've seen a lot of different kind of instances of this in baseball. Sometimes it's just the first year thing, right? We can go through a bunch of free agents first year, but
especially
then,
in Philly.
Yes, but then once in a while, Al, Jason Heyward, Carl Crawford, once in a while, kind of out of nowhere, Chuck Knobloch, right? Like a 30-year-old player that was a star just isn't that good anymore. When you watch him, what do you think this is? Is it just a transition year, or are you worried maybe he's not as good as they thought he was?
I thought early watching him, I thought he was trying to hit differently. I thought he was trying to get more of a launch angle. And I know the hitting coach has done a good job here with a lot of guys, but doesn't always work for everybody. Mm-hmm. I thought he was trying for too much power at the beginning when I was watching him compared to what I saw. But the reason I don't have those long-term worries is because his legs are so good, and he should be able to win games in other areas. That's why I didn't think it was that big a risk at that moment. Okay, so if he does that, that's why his defense scares me a little bit here on what's gone on. But I do think that he's good enough. His legs are good enough. His ability to get an extra base, which is why you want him up there in the lineup like that. But I know I'm not looking at this like, oh, he can't play here. There's certain things that it's not logical, having watched him play, that would happen. I don't look at him as a knob-lock. There's too many elements of his game that should be able to be revived.
They should be. Impromptu Al Morgani with us here. Al, let's talk some Eagles. First day of camp was yesterday. We were there, and every question was basically about the Super Bowl, right? How do you avoid the hangover? Where's the focus? Where do you come down on this? Are you worried about a hangover with this team? And you've seen it. I mean, here twice, right? 2018, the team was not good off the start, wasn't as good as it was the year before. And 2005 was a disaster after going to the Super Bowl in 2004. Al, are you worried about this team having a hangover?
I hate the term hangover because they lost.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, all right. I'm not worried about that, because Sirianni, for as much as some of the stuff he says is kind of quirky, I think he's got a pretty good hand. But the combination of him and the quarterback, that's why the quarterback is so key. He has in Kelce, in addition to all the talent they've put together, the reason I don't worry about, quote, hangover or being able to come back from a loss like that is the type of people they have. There didn't seem to be much living on their success after last year. Didn't they offer him the quarterback thing on that?
You're talking about the quarterback, off of
right.
Netflix?
Now, yeah. Now, what does that tell you? He's no interest in anything like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, there are certain guys when they say things, you know, that the cliches that come out, you know, the next day, this attitude, pay the rent, whatever. It's just their words. But then there's guys that it really means that. And I think you got one of those guys at quarterback. You got one of those guys in front of the quarterback on the line. You've got Johnson. You've got all of these guys. And even Joe and Hugh, the wide receivers, even their attitudes.
Yeah, they're different.
They're
definitely different.
Which is why when I'm hearing all of this, and the fact that they're kind of addressing it head on, eye to eye. Oh yeah, we know about that, and we've baked that in already. they've kind of taken out anything like that. And, you know, their schedule's worse, so they may end up, you know, not having as good a record. I mean, you know, you look at their schedule, tough as it is, they're probably going to be favorites in, 14, 15 games.
I would think so, probably at least 12 or 13. But it is a tougher schedule. I mean, last year was felt like a cakewalk. This one's got some pitfalls in there.
Yeah, it is. But when you really, you know, the team's so analyzed, overanalyzed or whatever, and they seem to have the right, I don't even want to say the right words. They have the right posture about everything. You know, it's like you can tell that. You can feel that on what it meant to lose and to try to get back there. There's no, I don't think there's any getting full of them. They're not smelling themselves at all.
I do feel, I agree with you on that, Al. They seem very
focused.
We felt it yesterday with Nkobe and Devontae, very focused.
Yeah, I mean, because you got a lot of young cats on there. The good thing about it, I think, in my opinion, Al, is the fact that you have a lot of young guys who still have something that they feel that they have to prove and they weren't here. You know, because you talk about
young guys, you got Dean, you got guys, and you have veterans that aren't kind of separated from the young guys.
Yeah, they're all inclusive. Yeah, I get. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's like I think they know their spot and where they are. You know, they're not like the Lions in the, you know, not the Detroit Lions. I'm talking Lions in the Jungle. They're not like that. It's really cohesive. And I also think the fact that, you know, some of them coming out of schools that they're familiar with. What they've gone through in college and everything, I think there's something there to carry that through. I mean, some of these guys have went through a lot just in college just to get there again and then get another shot at it and take advantage.
I agree, Al. Al, we always appreciate some impromptu. When's the next time you're going to be on WIP?
I will be on Sunday from right after the game, hopefully with Turner, a couple home runs to talk about with Rob.
Well, that would be great for us too.
That sounds great. Right. We'll be listening then.
One.
Thank you, Al.
Thanks.
There he goes. Al Morgan, a little impromptu Al there. So Al is on board with dropping him in the lineup. He wants to keep playing him every day, but Al's on board with, hey,